Hello, we're at Heal again on the History Day, and this time we are speaking to
Jean Hardwick, who was Sussex.
Hello, Jean.
Hello.
So, what do you remember of Heal?
Oh, all my childhood, we used to take our shoes off after school in July, and I don't think, except for church, we didn't put them on again until we went back to school. We spent all our time either in the fields or mainly on the beach.
Yeah?
Yes. We used to swim from Heal to Ilfracombe.
Swim?
Yes. And swim back again.
I struggle to do that in my kayak.
My son has a kayak and he uses that, but he's a good swimmer as well.
So where would you swim to? The harbour?
To the harbour.
You're not allowed to swim in the harbour now, are you?
Oh.
Then days it didn't matter, I guess.
Oh, no. There wasn't health and safety.
No.
That man is a nuisance, he is. Health and safety.
Yeah.
So, yes, Heal, we never used to mix with the town people much. Mm. We were a little place of our own.
So where did you go to school?
Well, I went over here first in the little cottage.
Yeah.
Is now, but it was a school. It was a Sunday school on Sunday.
Yeah.
And a church service in the evening. But during the week, it was like a dame school, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was separated by a curtain. One side was Miss Channing, and the other side was Miss Needs.
Right.
And we were taught until we were 8.
And how many people would have been to that school?
About 20.
About 20 at the school, yeah?
Yeah. And I remember I was a quick reader, and I had to teach several people to read because I was quick at it.
Okay.
And of course the teachers were busy because they had big classes and just them. So and it was their aim always to get children reading before they went to town school.
Okay, and what do you remember at the mill itself?
The mill was, at the time, it was used for electricity, to make electricity.
Oh, was it really?
And the people that lived in Moles Farm, which is that way.
Yeah.
They had electricity before anyone else in Africa.
And it was generated from the mill?
Generated from the mill. And when they, in the summer, when they didn't need so much electricity, they milled grain,
mm-hmm.
and made flour.
Yes.
But I don't think Mrs. Briggs, who had the farm, I don't think she would have used the farm, the mill, at all, because she wasn't domesticated, really.
No. So. Is that Mrs. Briggs the same, related to the Mr. Briggs who owned the mill?
Yes. They had 2 children, Marion, and she was disabled, and Michael, who died when he was young of kidney trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole family were wiped out, really. I think Marion might, I don't know whether she's alive now, but she lived quite a long time,
mm-hmm.
till she, at least until she was 40.
Right.
So, but they were a nice family, and they used to have a party for the Heal children at Christmas always.
Yes. Where was that held?
In the farmhouse.
Yes.
And you were quite someone if you were invited.
Oh, really?
To the farmhouse. Yes. I think people realised their stations in life, you know, which is a shame because there shouldn't be any stations in life.
No.
So so Heal was a lovely place. The midwife used to come out to bring children into the world on her bike,
mm-hmm.
and if she didn't get there in time, they used to go and fetch my mother, and she used to bring them into the world.
Really?
She wasn't a nurse or anything, but she'd had children, and she thought, oh, and that, well.
So you're qualified just because you'd had children?
Yes. I don't think I would have done it, but she did.
Well, that's a brave thing to do. Well, thank you very much for this interview. It's been
okay.
Brilliant.
And your name is?
My name's Paul Clues.
Oh, you're Mr. Clues. Yes. Queen Victoria's son.
I am, yes.
Yes. Oh, fancy having Queen Victoria's mother. Oh, she's lovely.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you very much.
It's all right, thank you.